Hello, hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of Skeptics and Seekers Sunday Sermon Shorts. I wasn't going to do one today. I don't feel great, and I don't have a lot of time this morning, but I was tooling through The Friendly Atheist because I didn't feel like plowing through some of the other news, and I ran across this story. I just thought I would share it with you. We talked a little bit about the denominational sausage and how it's made yesterday, and I gave an unnecessary poke at Brian Y. It was necessary, because he was a former American Baptist, and I just, you know, reiterate it, along with the implication from a major news source that they're not real Baptists. So it's not like I went looking for this, but this is kind of a follow-up. So I'm going to show you what real Baptists look like, because I bet most of you out there do not know what real Baptists look like. So this one, I've already had my laugh. I should be able to get through this with a straight face. I am not going to read the title until the end because I don't want to give it away. I don't want to spoil it for you. All right, there are two pieces in this article that I want to read. Two excerpts from, and they're excerpted from, I don't remember what the source was exactly, and I'm not going to go back and look for it. Well, source, these are quotes from people involved. There was an event, it was a creationist event, because real Baptists believe in creationism. They believe in six-day creationism, 6,000-year earth creationism, real Baptists. And they had this event, and something horrible happened. It was so bad that the pastor in charge of this, if they're the pastor, you're the sheep. The pastor who was in charge of this had to make a public apology. And I mean one of the best public apologies, full and complete taking responsibility public apologies I have ever seen in the history of public apologies by pastors who've done something stupid and illegal. This was a good one. So I want to read you that apology. And from that apology, you're still not going to get a sense of what happened. I'm going to read you the other excerpt from someone who explains what happened. So bear with me. It's worth it. Just hang in there. Here's the apology. Recently, we had a creation seminar hosted here at First Baptist of Hammond. One thing I forgot to mention, these are IFB, International Fundamental Baptists. I mean, fundamental. Fundamentalist is practically in the name here. So just hang on. With all my heart, what I wanted to do is to educate and equip and empower God's people to face and to give ammunition for the fallacies of evolution and humanism that permeate our society. Though that was my goal, I grieve to tell you that I probably did not make the best decisions in many arenas. I failed to screen properly what was going to be said or shown in some ways, and I think I hurt many people. I grieve that I embarrassed the First Baptist Church family who for 136 years have been serving Christ and staying by this stuff. I think for the Hiles Anderson College students, the men and women who have sent their students here, if I sent any uncertain sound, I apologize. And I sincerely ask for forgiveness. I don't want to cause a distraction, and I certainly don't want to be divisive. And I would like to just say, please forgive me, but also I want to say thank you for the many folks who have loved us and stayed faithful to pray that God would give us wisdom and help and strengthen to keep going. I plead with you, pray that God will help me make good decisions. Okay, this was a little bit of a tough read because some of the grammar and things, but that's okay. All right, let me just read a little bit of Herman's response to this because it's better than what I could produce. Wow. He made poor decisions. He failed to screen the speakers. He hurt people. He embarrassed his church. He wants God to help to make good decisions in the future. What the hell could possibly have happened during a creationism expo that sent him down this spiral? I ask you, audience. Now, mind you, these are real Baptists. Real Baptists who are real Christians in America. These are real Baptists. What went on at the expo? Just take a moment. What happened that made this pastor make such a heartfelt apology? Okay, time's up. I bet this wasn't on any of your bingo cards, but here we go. These men were not Baptists and do not claim to be Baptists. In this part, this person is talking about some of the people who spoke there. These men were not Baptists and did not claim to be Baptists. In fact, one is a member of a Reformed church, and another claimed from their pulpit that he is a Methodist. So I want you to understand that when they say these men are not Baptists, the subtext is these men are not Christians. These heathens, these infidels were allowed to preach in the pulpit on creationism. One was a Reformed. One was a self-proclaimed Methodist. Okay, but the offenses don't stop there. On Sunday evening, I received a text from a pastor with a picture that showed, hang on, a long-haired hippie teaching in the pulpit of FBC Hammond. So, there is a picture included in this article. I'll try to remember to post it. If I don't, just throw something in the comments and remind me. He does not look like a long-haired hippie. I mean, he's got shoulder-length hair. Long-haired hippie. Hippie. Just the use of that word alone tells you who we're dealing with, but the offenses don't stop there. Then I received multiple calls from preachers about how they were told. They weren't even there to see it. They were just told that the NIV was used on slides.
Mm-hmm.
Because these are King James own nut jobs. And if you're citing the Bible and you're not a fundamental Baptist and you've got shoulder length hair, all the humanity, I am sickened by this. So I am not for compromise of any sort. Okay, look, I said I didn't have time for this. All right, I don't have time for this. I'm going to stop. I'm just going to stop there. The quote goes on. Folks, this is what a real Baptist looks like. And from their perspective, this is what real Christians look like and sound like and talk like. You know, real Christians, boots on the ground, butts in the pews, Christianity. Oh yeah, I promised the name of the article. Christian college president, sorry I let a man with long hair present at creationism seminar. Okay. All right, folks, you know what to do. Skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com. Log in your Discuss account and discuss away. Shoot me an email, skepticsandseekers@gmail.com. Until next time, I'll see you in the comments. In the meantime, I'm out.